Another tool which gives a clue as to its function in its title is Workflowy. It's about managing your workflow, I suppose. But when you sign up for an account, what you'll notice is that you just present it with a blank page and a single bullet point. The idea is that you simply type in bullet points and you can reduce the priority of those bullet points and shift them across the page so that you get major topics, subtopics and subtopics within them. So the kinds of things that you typically use this for are brainstorming activities, for planning out processes that you're going to be undertaking. For students it could be, or if you want to produce it for students, it could be the topics that they're going to be studying in the course of a year. So it could, or it could be working with colleagues on a particular specification and breakdown of tasks and topics within that. So there's lots of different potential ways of using this. But why would you use Workflowy rather than just an ordinary Word document or a Google Doc? I guess because of the extra features that it adds as far as editing those things are concerned. It's to do with workflow, and it's to do with managing the stages in a process. So on any particular bullet point you can add a note, and that's sort of like an extra bit of information which explains what it is. At any stage you can say that it's you can complete a particular task if it's if that's appropriate. You can share any section or subsection within your workflow with anybody else. You can share that either as so that someone can view it or indeed edit it, and then they don't need an account. You can provide them with access to part of the project or part of the specification or whatever it is you're sharing just by choosing the right sublevel within your bullet pointed list. And then it's simple a matter of sending them a unique URL to that particular section. So you could here have students in different groups all working on different parts of the same project and have an overall workflow which manages all of that. So there's different possibilities in the way that you can use it and different levels of collaboration available. There's of simple editing features as you expect, so you can move things around on the page, you can shift them up or down, you can make them of higher or lower priority within the bullet pointed system. You can delete them or duplicate them, and you can even export them. So when you're finished, you're not stuck in workflow. If it's something that you want to export as a text file, you can do that and stick it into another application. So workflow offers one small aspect.